Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is the radio ministry of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting merrittassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
And good day, Brevard County. Thank you for tuning in to WMIE, today's Modern Worship. Pray that your day is getting off to a wonderful start and that you are prepared to have a glorious week. And hopefully you got to get out and go to church this last week and celebrate the resurrection of our wonderful Lord and Savior. And if you didn't, I pray that you will get to talk to him today anyway. So I want to thank you for tuning into the Refresh Radio program. We had a great Easter service yesterday, Resurrection Sunday service, and had a wonderful time of fellowship beforehand, enjoyed the time in the Word, the worship, celebrating our risen Savior. And so we're expecting great things to take place this week. I want to take just a moment to say thank you to the folks at Creative AC Solutions, 321-759-3284, 321-759-3284. If your air conditioning is in need of resurrection, they can help you out. Bill Andriak with Creative AC Solutions, wonderful guy, really knows air conditioning and whatever type of system you might have. He's very good. He knows how to work on small systems, large systems as well. And if you are here in Central Brevard County and could benefit from his services, let me give you his phone number, 321-759-3284, 321-759-3284. And so yesterday our kids had an escape from the tomb Resurrection Sunday service. They got to hear about the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. Then we had a powerful time talking about the resurrection changed everything. So that's where we've been. We're moving on now. Our next big event, a week from tonight, we will have our ladies' luncheon. We got a men's ministry breakfast. It's not a ladies' luncheon. It's a ladies' dinner. I get too many things going through my head. We got a men's ministry breakfast this coming Saturday, and we have a ladies' dinner that will take place on Monday night, the 29th, if you'd like to put those on your calendars. We also have a men's conference coming up that we will be attending. That'll be over in the Orlando area, over in Winter Park. We're really excited about what's going to take place at that event. So, and then in May, we have a ladies' gathering from churches from all around Brevard County and Volusia County, if they make it down, that will be taking place at our church. We'll give you more details about that as it comes about. I'll also be announcing here in a couple of, probably in a week or so, we'll begin announcing what's taking place for our women's ministry for Mother's Day. I am so excited about preaching the sermon series in May. I've had it for basically since right after Father's Day last year, and we're going to be really excited to preach that sermon series and believe in God for great things. We'll give you more details on that in the days ahead. We're going to take you in the Word of God today to Romans chapter 6, Romans chapter 6. And we're going to begin reading in verse 15. We're going to read all the way down to 23. Romans chapter 6, verses 15 through 23. And it says this: "What then? Shall we sin because we are not under law, but under grace? Certainly not. Do you not know that to whom you present yourselves slaves to obey, you are that one slaves whom you obey, whether of sin leading to death or of obedience leading to righteousness? But God be thanked that though you were slaves of sin, yet you obeyed from the heart that form of doctrine to which you were delivered. And having been set free from sin, you became slaves of righteousness. I speak in human terms because of the weakness of your flesh. For just as you presented your members as slaves of uncleanness and of lawlessness, leading to more lawlessness, so now present your members as slaves of righteousness for holiness. For when you were slaves of sin, you were free in regard to righteousness. What fruit did you have then in the things which you are now ashamed? For the end of those things is death, but now, having been set free from sin and having been slaves of God, you have your fruit to holiness and the end, everlasting life. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. The resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ, it changed everything. The death, the burial, the resurrection. It meant that we were no longer unable to live up to the requirements of the law. We are now no longer under the legalistic system, but we operate in grace, the favor of God. That does not mean that the standard has changed. Now it means that we have been empowered by the grace of God to be able to do that, to live in covenant with God in a manner which we were never able to before. Under the legalistic system, every time we failed to measure up to the requirements, there was shame, there was guilt, there was condemnation that came, and that would have to wait until the sacrifice was made, and that was made once a year. But because of the sufficiency of the work of Jesus Christ, now we are equipped with Him living inside of us, with the Spirit of the living God living inside of us. We're equipped with the Word of God that we have hidden in our heart that we might not sin against Him. With all of that going on, now we get to focus not on our failures, but on the successes. We get to make a choice as to whom we are going to serve. As Bob Dylan wrote in a song one time, you got to serve somebody. You got to serve somebody. And that reality plays out here in Romans chapter 6. It begins with a couple of questions. What then? In verse number 14, it said, for sin shall not have dominion over you, for you are not under law, but under grace. What then? What is this new dynamic? Shall we sin because we are not under law, but under grace? Should we continue to sin? Should we continue to surrender those things that Jesus vanquished by his death, his burial, and his resurrection? And Paul's response is absolutely not. Sin is not meant to have dominion over you and I. Okay? It doesn't matter what sin. And I'm going to list. I'm going to say this in the sense that many people like to itemize sin, and they say, "Well, I don't have this sin going on in my life, and I don't have this sin, but upon evaluation, I do have this sin going on in my life. But I was made this way. I was born this way. Listen, I was born a sinner, but Jesus came to deliver me from the power of that sin. I was never meant to use that sin or to serve that sin. I was created to serve the living God." Okay? And so Paul writes, and he said, we are not supposed to continue under that sin. It says, do you not know that to whom you present yourselves slaves to obey, you are that one's slaves whom you obey? And there is a phrase there that I picked up on, and that was presenting yourselves. It's in this sense, this way, present yourselves. Later on, it says, as you presented yourselves. Later on, it says, now you present yourselves, your members. We make ourselves available either to righteousness or to unrighteousness, to sin or to holiness, as to whom we are going to serve. Everybody that you see is serving someone. They're serving either God or they're serving their carnal nature. They're either serving for eternity's sake or for eternal life, or as it says in verse number 23, they're serving for the sin of death, the sin of the bondage that's going to result in separation. You know, I don't know about you, but I don't like going through the valley of the shadow of death. I don't like experiencing that with family members, saved, unsaved. I don't like going through it with saved ones. I really hate going through it with people who do not know Jesus. That means that they are going to be separated from the presence of God for all eternity, and that is a long time. It's something that God never intended for you. He never intended that for me. He didn't intend your worst enemy being separated from God for all of eternity. And so he made reconciliation possible. And so we now have to decide, am I going to continue to present myself as a bond servant to that which ultimately intends to separate me from God and the life that he wants to provide for me for all of eternity? Well, I don't know about it, Jew, but if somebody told me that if I did something and it was going to kill me, it was 100% guaranteed that it was going to be fatal to me, I certainly would not do it. But there's another option. And that is not that something is 100% fatal, but that there's another option that I can present myself to God, and I can have a completely different outcome. Let's look at verse number 16 again. Do you not know that to whom you present yourself slaves to obey, you are that one slaves whom you obey, whether of sin leading to death or of obedience leading to righteousness? So today, This very morning, we get to present ourselves and say, God, here I am. How can I obey you today? How can I serve you today? What would you have me to do today? And looking at obedience, not as a have to, but something that I'm finally able, finally empowered to be able to do. And that has a different destination. That serving, that bond servant attitude towards obedience, is not going to lead to death or separation from God for all of eternity, but it's going to lead me to righteousness, which is right standing before the Heavenly Father on a continual basis. You know, we're just a few weeks away from graduation. There will be all sorts of school award ceremonies. There will be athletic ceremonies and all of that. And one of the greatest privileges when you are up there and you're receiving a reward is looking out at your parents, your grandparents, and knowing that right now you are being rewarded for being in right standing for some sort of accomplishment. This morning, let's thank God that he made it possible for us to be in right standing with him. He did all the work. He's just asking us, now that I've set you free from the power of sin and death, and I'm empowering you to make the right choice, to choose to be a bondservant to obedience. A lot of times we look at Resurrection Sunday as the completion, the goal. But I want you to understand something. Resurrection Sunday is really about the launching pad. It's about a different dynamic entirely. It is now that instead of focusing on our failures, it said when Jesus was getting ready to be ascended that he led them out of the city and he blessed them. I'm telling you, What God did in the saints after the resurrection equipped them and empowered them to be able to turn the world right side up for the glory of God. So it said, but God be thanked that though you were slaves of sin, yet you obeyed from the heart that form of doctrine to which you were delivered. So this obedience is not just an external completion of a task that has been assigned to us. It's because something has happened on the inside. Have you ever looked at somebody and they had lost the wonder of their job? They had lost the wonder of a relationship. They had lost the appreciation of it, and there was no longer a joy in their eye. There was no longer an enthusiasm and an excitement about it. Well, what is made possible for the saints because of the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ is that our obedience is no longer a reluctant obedience. It's no longer a dread or a have to. It's no longer an obligation. It is something that is birthed in the heart, something that we feel passionate about, that we're determined and driven to accomplish. Can I ask you, is there anything that God has asked you to do in the past, and maybe you started it like I did one thing and you didn't finish it, and God is saying, I want to put that in your heart to where you can finish it. He did that for me. Maybe there's something and you don't really know how it happened, but the excitement, the enthusiasm you had for it, it just diminished. And now because of the resurrection, Jesus is reigniting the first love that you had for that. And now this morning you woke up with a whole new appreciation for what Jesus did for you on the cross, his burial and his resurrection. And you say, God, today, I want to be your witness in the workplace. I want to be your witness in my home. I want to be your witness before my kids, before my spouse. I want to be your witness before my boss and my neighbors. I want them to know that Jesus is the best thing that's ever happened to me. And I get up in the morning and I say, God, I'm so thankful for the opportunity that you set before us. And you get to go out and you get to obey from the heart. And it says in verse number 18, and having been set free from sin, you became slaves, bondservants of righteousness. I've got a situation in my life, and I'm not going to describe it to you here because it would, I was advised by a healthcare professional that I needed to implement a certain discipline into my life years and years and years ago. And it was something that I just absolutely despised doing. And I told him, I said, just not going to happen. And the person understood, said, yeah, I know it's not a convenient thing. It's something that you're supposed to attend to daily, but you know, I understand, but really, if you want the long-term benefits from this, you need to implement this on a daily basis. And I was very reluctant, but they came out with an invention, something that you can pick up at Walmart, and it eliminated a lot of the inconvenience that I had. That this person, this healthcare professional, wanted me to do on a regular basis. And I tell you what happened. After I had done that day after day after day after day, it became such a normal feeling. It became my new normal that if something happened and I either ran out or I wasn't able to do this particular thing, it suddenly became something that I noticed right away. That's the way that you and I need to be with our attitude towards obedience, that it's our right standing before God. I don't know about you, but I want to be in right standing before God. I want to be in right standing with my wife. I want to be in right standing with my church. I want to be in right standing with the authorities over me in my life. And so as a result of that, because it is a desire that comes from the heart, I don't want to do anything that would jeopardize that. There are a lot of things that I don't do because I realize that the price tag of that act of sin is too high for me. The price tag is too high. You see, I don't want to do anything that's going to jeopardize my marriage. I don't want to do anything that would jeopardize my relationship with my kids. I don't want to do anything that would jeopardize someone for eternity. And so because of that, because I'm a bondservant of right standing before God and right standing before men, as a result of that, there's a lot of things that I don't do. A lot of things that I avoid because I don't want to bring compromise. Verse number 19, I speak in human terms because of the weakness of your flesh. For just as you presented your members as slaves of uncleanness and lawlessness. Okay, it's not just slaves of sin. It's not just uncleanness, but it was also lawlessness. And the thing with lawlessness is lawlessness, it says here, leads to more lawlessness. Anarchy will never lead a people to a greater form of government. Lawlessness leads to more lawlessness. Rebellion leads to even more rebellion. But Jesus came to fulfill all of that law. So now we get to live by a higher law, the law of grace, the law of truth. And that leads us to righteousness. It goes on and says, so now present your members as slaves of righteousness for holiness. I tell you what, our churches would be much more powerful if we were not having to try to convince people week after week, service after service, that this relationship with Jesus was meant to change the way that we behave ourselves. We are supposed to be outstanding members of society. We're supposed to be living in such a way that people are going to say, there is tremendous benefit in living like this. And so he comes and he breaks the bonds of materialism off of us. He breaks the bondage of addictions off of us. He breaks the control of the sin nature, and he empowers us so that we have a heartfelt desire to present ourselves on a regular basis as bondservants to obedience, to right standing, to righteousness, and to holiness. Verse number 20, for when you were slaves of sin, you were free in regard to righteousness. What fruit did you have then in the things from which you are now ashamed? For the end of those things is death. But now, having been set free from sin and having become slaves of God, you have your fruit to holiness and the end, everlasting life. We're talking about God's leadership, and he came to lead us from the control of the sin nature, which leads to ultimate separation from God for all of eternity. No second chances. They're right now. Right now is our second chance. Right now is our millionth chance. Right now, we have the opportunity to say, I want to change who's leading my life, and it begins with a heart change. I don't want to be controlled by people or by desires and longings that ultimately want to kill me. I want to be controlled by the Spirit of the living God. I want Jesus to be the Lord of my life, to lead me to heartfelt obedience that is going to lead here to righteousness, to holiness, and in the end, everlasting life. So we're here at the launching pad of this brand new week. How do you want the week to end? I don't know about you, but I want the week to end gloriously. I want it to end with a testimony. One of the things that I do at church is I give people an opportunity, you know, on a pretty regular basis. Hey, has anybody had something incredible that God has done for them this week? Has anybody had an opportunity to do something this week that impacted somebody's life in a positive way? Has anybody had a miraculous health report that happened? Because all of those things, I don't know about you, but I like to hear about the positive stuff a lot more than I like to hear about the negative stuff. Verse number 23, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus, our Lord. I've always liked payday. It's always been one of my favorite days. Even when I didn't make much money, I always liked payday because I didn't have much money. But there's a payday that I never wanted to experience, and that was when I was going to be recompensed for a life apart from God that I had lived. I'm so thankful that Jesus came to cancel all of that, and he said, you know what? I've got something that is better than what you've earned. I've got a gift that I have been working to give you all of my life. It is the reason that I came. It is the reason that I lived a sinless life. It is the reason that I went to the cross. It's the reason that I rose from the dead. It's the reason that I ascended to the Father, and it's the reason that I'm praying for you right now. Jesus would say, the reason that I came is because I wanted to give you abundant, everlasting, eternal life. I tell you, the devil doesn't have anything that can compare to that marvelous gift that Jesus has for you and Jesus has for me. Let's let him do a work in our heart this week so that any of those ungodly desires, any of those things that have been controlling them in the past, that those things would be rendered powerless and that Jesus would get a glorious testimony as he leads us to life this week. God bless you. We want to thank you. Remember, if you have any air conditioning needs, Creative AC Solutions, 321-759-3284. They can help you out and get you back into the cool before the hot weather comes. This is Bob Arthurs from Merit Assembly of God. You've been listening to the Refresh Radio program, and we will see you here tomorrow on 91.5 WMIE.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merit Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, merittassembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to merittassembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember, Proverbs 11:25, he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed.
I'm forgiven because you were forsaken, and I'm accepted. You were condemned, and I'm alive and well. Your spirit is within me because you died and rose again.
Everybody sing Amazing Love.
Amazing Love.